Have you ever wondered why some people seem to accomplish so much while you struggle to complete your to-do list? Imagine if you could transform your biggest dreams, writing that novel, launching a business, or getting in the best shape of your life into tangible realities. The secret isn't superhuman abilities or robotic discipline, it's a strategic approach to goal setting that most of us were never taught. Ready, aim, fire has become a quiet phenomenon among high achievers, with celebrities like Tim Ferriss and productivity experts citing its methodology. What makes this book particularly powerful is its accessibility. Rather than offering vague motivational platitudes, it provides a concrete framework that has helped thousands transform their lives in as little as 30 days. In our distracted world, this methodical approach to achievement stands as a refreshing counterpoint to the hustle culture that often leads to burnout rather than success. Every meaningful accomplishment follows a simple yet profound pattern. Ready, aim, fire. This three-stage process mirrors how we naturally approach challenges, with each phase building upon the previous one. From launching a business to mastering a new skill, this framework provides a reliable roadmap for achievement. The ready phase involves preparation, doing your homework, resting properly, practicing your skills, and conducting necessary research. Though not glamorous, this foundational work requires intentional effort to overcome the resistance we naturally feel when starting something new. Elite athletes spend countless hours in training before competition. Authors research extensively before writing. Entrepreneurs study markets before launching. Many people underestimate this phase, eager to jump straight into action, but proper preparation prevents countless headaches down the road. This includes building support systems, gathering resources, and developing contingency plans. The ready phase also involves honest self-assessment, understanding your strengths, weaknesses, and available resources. The aim phase is about focus, committing to one specific target and saying no to distractions. In our multitasking culture, this singular focus feels almost revolutionary. The truth is that your energy and attention are finite resources. When you try to hit multiple targets simultaneously, you diminish your effectiveness across all of them. As Warren Buffett famously advised, the difference between successful people and very successful people is that very successful people say no to almost everything. This phase requires ruthless prioritization, clear goal setting, and the courage to decline good opportunities that don't align with your primary objective. Successful people understand that clarity of purpose acts as a filter for decision making. The fire phase represents execution, the grinding, persistent work that separates dreamers from achievers. This is where you stay up late, rise early, and push through resistance. Many people talk about their goals, far fewer actually do the work required to achieve them. The fire phase is where professionals distinguish themselves from amateurs through consistent action rather than mere intention. This stage demands resilience, as setbacks are inevitable. It requires developing systems and habits that sustain long-term effort. Successful execution often means breaking larger goals into manageable daily actions, measuring progress, and adjusting strategies based on feedback. Understanding this three-stage process provides clarity about where you are in your journey and what needs to happen next. Each phase requires different skills and mindsets, but all three are equally essential to meaningful achievement. The ready phase builds foundation, the aim phase provides direction, and the fire phase creates results. Skipping or rushing any phase typically leads to suboptimal outcomes. Masters of achievement learn to move deliberately through each stage, understanding that proper sequencing multiplies effectiveness. Give me a stock clerk with a goal, and I'll give you a man who will make history. J.C. Penney's observation captures the extraordinary power of purposeful goal setting. But why exactly are goals so transformative? Goals provide focus and direction, like a ship's captain charting a course before leaving harbor. Without this clarity, we drift aimlessly, reacting to whatever crosses our path rather than intentionally moving toward what matters most. Goals also encourage growth by pushing us beyond our comfort zones. When we set meaningful objectives, we're forced to develop new skills and perspectives. Perhaps most importantly, goals provide measurement, concrete ways to analyze success or failure. Without clear metrics, we can't determine whether we're making progress or simply staying busy. This measurement component is crucial for learning and improvement. The research is clear. Writing down your goals dramatically increases your likelihood of achieving them. A fascinating study from Dominican University found that people who wrote down their goals were 39% more likely to accomplish them than those who merely thought about their objectives. When participants added specific action plans and weekly accountability check-ins, their success rates jumped to 76%. This isn't just academic theory, it's practical reality. Think about your own experience. How many vague intentions have you had that never materialized? Contrast that with the times you've committed to specific, written goals with clear action steps. The difference in outcomes is striking. The power of goal setting lies in its ability to transform abstract desires into concrete plans. When you articulate exactly what you want to achieve and map out the steps to get there, you create a bridge between your current reality and your desired future. Before racing toward your goals, you must honestly assess your current position. Life constantly evolves. The college student pulling all-nighters has different capacities than the new parent functioning on fragmented sleep. Every season brings unique challenges and opportunities that directly impact what you can realistically accomplish. Your life circumstances aren't static. The freedom you enjoyed before having children transforms into different priorities and time constraints afterward. The energy you had in your 20s shifts as you enter your 40s or 50s. These changes aren't obstacles to achievement, they're simply parameters that shape how you approach your goals. The key is customizing your objectives to fit your current season rather than forcing your life to accommodate unrealistic expectations. This doesn't mean lowering your ambitions. It means being strategic about timing and approach. As Michael Hyatt wisely notes, the key is finding the right time that doesn't throw your life out of balance, whether that's late evenings after children are asleep or early Saturday mornings. Consider how your current roles as a parent, partner, employee, community member influence your available time and energy. What unique opportunities does this season provide? What limitations must you work around? Perhaps you have young children who require significant attention, making large blocks of uninterrupted time rare. Or maybe you're in a demanding career phase that temporarily limits your capacity for other pursuits. By honestly evaluating your current season, you set yourself up for sustainable progress rather than frustration. You'll create goals that work with your life instead of against it, making success not just possible, but probable. There's often a stark disconnect between what we claim to value and how we actually spend our time. We might say family is our top priority, yet devote countless hours to social media or television while neglecting meaningful connection with loved ones. As Gandhi insightfully observed, action expresses priorities. Your calendar and bank statements reveal your true values far more accurately than your stated intentions. This misalignment between proclaimed priorities and actual behavior creates internal conflict and prevents meaningful progress. The solution isn't complicated, but it requires unflinching honesty. Examine how you currently spend your time and resources, then intentionally realign your actions with what truly matters to you. This process benefits tremendously from outside perspective. Our self-perception is often clouded by emotions, stress, or simple habit. As Jim Rohn noted, we need a variety of input and influence and voices. You cannot get all the answers to life and business from one person or from one source. Seek input from trusted individuals across different areas of your life: colleagues, friends, family members, mentors. Ask them what they perceive as your priorities based on your actions. Their observations might surprise you, revealing blind spots you couldn't see yourself. Though potentially uncomfortable, this feedback provides invaluable insight for meaningful change. Once you've gathered this perspective, look for patterns and trends. If multiple people mention your dedication to work but absence from family events, that's significant information. If several friends comment on how much time you spend discussing a particular passion, that reveals something important about what truly energizes you. This clarity about your actual priorities forms the foundation for setting goals that align with your deepest values rather than surface-level desires. When your objectives reflect what genuinely matters to you, you'll find the motivation to persist through inevitable challenges. The Wheel of Life tool provides a powerful visual representation of your current life balance across 7 key dimensions: career, financial, spiritual, physical, intellectual, family, and social. By rating your satisfaction in each area on a scale of 1 to 10, you create a clear picture of which aspects of your life are thriving and which need attention. This exercise reveals how interconnected these dimensions truly are. Poor physical health inevitably impacts your intellectual capacity and emotional resilience. Financial stress affects family relationships and career performance. Spiritual emptiness influences how you interact socially and approach your work. Understanding these connections helps you identify the leverage points where focused effort will create ripple effects across multiple areas. After completing your Wheel of Life assessment, examine the areas with lowest scores. What specific factors contribute to your dissatisfaction? For instance, a low career rating might reflect not just job dissatisfaction, but deeper issues like misalignment with your values or lack of meaningful challenge. A low physical health score might stem from poor sleep habits, nutrition choices, or absence of regular movement. The power of this exercise lies in the patterns it reveals. Often, seemingly unrelated problems share common roots. For example, improving your physical health through regular exercise might simultaneously enhance your mental clarity, emotional stability, and energy for family engagement. By identifying these connection points, you can select goals with maximum positive impact across multiple life dimensions. As Crystal Payne wisely advises, pick the one thing that's going to make the biggest difference. Focus on the area that feels like it's dragging all the other areas down. Rather than trying to address everything simultaneously, concentrate your efforts where they'll create the greatest positive cascade effect throughout your life. The difference between vague wishes and achievable goals lies in their structure. SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely, provide the framework needed to transform abstract desires into concrete action plans. Specificity eliminates ambiguity. Rather than get healthier, a specific goal might be walk 30 minutes daily, 5 days per week. This clarity answers the essential questions: who, what, when, where, which. Without specificity, your mind can't focus on exactly what needs to be done. Measurability creates accountability. How will you know when you've succeeded? A measurable goal includes concrete metrics. Save $5,000 for a down payment, rather than save money for a house. This quantifiable element allows you to track progress and maintain motivation through visible advancement. Achievability balances ambition with realism. While goals should stretch your capabilities, as Mary Kay Ash said, a good goal is like a strenuous exercise. It makes you stretch. They shouldn't be so far beyond your current capacity that they discourage rather than motivate. Consider your available resources, current skills, and life circumstances when determining what's achievable in your present season. Relevance ensures alignment with your core values and long-term vision. A relevant goal connects directly to what matters most to you, not what others think you should pursue. This personal significance provides the intrinsic motivation needed to persist through challenges. Timeliness creates urgency through deadlines. Open-ended goals tend to remain perpetually on the horizon. Time-bound objectives prompt action now rather than someday. Whether your timeline is 30 days or 1 year, having a specific endpoint creates the necessary tension for progress. When struggling to identify which goal to pursue first, return to your Wheel of Life assessment. Which area, if improved, would create the most positive ripple effects throughout your life? Often, focusing on physical health provides an excellent starting point, as enhanced energy and well-being naturally support progress in other dimensions. Goals often fail because they rely on a single motivational factor that inevitably fluctuates over time. Initial enthusiasm wanes, obstacles arise, and if your only reason for pursuing a goal was because it seemed like a good idea, you'll likely abandon it when challenges emerge. As Brian Allen insightfully notes, we all need a carrot dangling there, something to be working toward. If you don't have a specific goal, good luck finding motivation. But what if you had 7 compelling reasons to pursue your goal instead of just one? This motivational redundancy creates a support system that sustains you through inevitable difficulties. Shakespeare wrote, "Strong reasons make strong actions." By identifying multiple meaningful motivations for your goal, you build resilience against discouragement and distraction. For example, if you're starting a business, your motivations might include serving others through your unique gifts, creating financial security for your family, building a legacy that outlasts you, expressing your creativity, learning new skills, connecting with like-minded individuals, and modeling entrepreneurial values for your children. This multifaceted motivation creates a powerful reminder system when your initial enthusiasm inevitably fades. When one motivational factor feels less compelling, others remain strong enough to keep you moving forward. The combined weight of these reasons generates momentum that carries you through obstacles that would derail someone with weaker motivational foundations. Take time to list all your reasons for pursuing your chosen goal. Be specific and personal. What truly matters to you about this particular objective? How does it connect to your deepest values and long-term vision? When motivation wanes, and it will, revisit this list to reconnect with the meaningful purposes behind your goal. Life becomes unnecessarily complicated when we focus on too many things simultaneously. The KISS method, Keep It Simple, Smarty Pants, reminds us that simplicity leads to success. Like the Nintendo game Duck Hunt, where aiming at multiple targets guarantees missing both, attempting multiple goals simultaneously diminishes your effectiveness across all of them. Bruce Lee captured this principle perfectly. Simplicity is the key to brilliance. Rather than diluting your focus across numerous projects, concentrate your energy on one meaningful goal. Complete it fully before moving to the next. This sequential approach might seem slower initially, but ultimately produces more completed projects than attempting everything simultaneously. Breaking down complex goals into manageable steps further simplifies your path to success. As Creighton Abrams colorfully advised, when eating an elephant, take one bite at a time. Rather than becoming overwhelmed by the enormity of your objective, focus solely on the next actionable step. This approach transforms intimidating projects into a series of achievable tasks with clear stopping points. When creating your project to-do list, work backward from your desired outcome. What's the final step before completion? What must happen before that? Continue this reverse engineering process until you reach tasks you can begin immediately. Don't worry about perfect sequencing initially. Just capture all the necessary components. You can refine the order later. For each task, establish concrete stopping points, clear milestones that signal completion of that particular step. These boundaries prevent scope creep and provide regular opportunities to celebrate progress. Ask yourself, what's the smallest piece I can finish and feel good about? That becomes your minimum daily requirement for moving forward. This simplified approach, one goal, broken into sequential tasks with clear stopping points, creates momentum through consistent progress. Each completed step builds confidence and motivation for the next, creating a positive cycle that propels you toward your ultimate objective. The greatest obstacles to achievement often exist in our own minds. Fear, perfectionism, comparison, and negative thinking create internal resistance that can be more challenging than any external barrier. Recognizing and addressing these mental blocks is essential for sustained progress toward your goals. Fear manifests as that intimidating voice questioning your abilities and predicting failure. As Jonna Cuff insightfully notes, fear will always see you as wholly unqualified for anything you ever dream or attempt. Yet fear consists almost entirely of lies, exaggerated worst-case scenarios, and false limitations. Rather than engaging with these thoughts, acknowledge them briefly and continue working. Fear thrives on procrastination, but withers against persistent action. Perfectionism similarly sabotages achievement by setting impossible standards that prevent completion. Paul Arden's advice is liberating. Too many people spend too much time trying to perfect something before they actually do it. Instead of waiting for perfection, run with what you got and fix it along the way. Remember Steve Jobs' wisdom that real artists ship. They complete and release their work rather than endlessly refining it. Comparison with others inevitably leads to discouragement. You're typically contrasting your beginning against someone else's middle or end, or your behind-the-scenes struggles against their curated highlights. Instead of resentment, cultivate curiosity. What can you learn from their success? How might their journey inform yours? This perspective transforms potential jealousy into valuable learning opportunities. Your thinking, positive or negative, ultimately drives your results. As Henry Ford famously observed, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Your attitude shapes how you interpret challenges, respond to setbacks, and persist through difficulties. Surrounding yourself with encouraging, growth-minded individuals reinforces positive thinking patterns that support achievement. When mental barriers arise, external perspective becomes invaluable. A supportive community provides encouragement when your motivation wavers and wisdom when you face obstacles. Even the Lone Ranger had Tonto and Silver. No one achieves meaningful goals entirely alone. Build a multi-layered support system, including close confidants, experienced mentors, and peers pursuing similar objectives. At some point in pursuing any meaningful goal, you'll want to quit. This moment, when continuing feels impossible, separates those who achieve their dreams from those who merely wish for them. As Winston Churchill famously advised during Britain's darkest hour, "If you're going through hell, keep going." History abounds with examples of persistence through apparent failure. Henry Ford's first two automotive companies failed before his third succeeded. Star Wars was rejected by every major studio before becoming a cultural phenomenon. Steve Jobs was fired from Apple before returning to create revolutionary products. Dr. Seuss's first book was rejected 27 times before selling 6 million copies. These stories remind us that setbacks are not endpoints, but stepping stones on the path to achievement. When challenges arise, revisit your list of motivations to reconnect with why this goal matters. Reach out to your support network for encouragement and perspective. Remember that discomfort is an inevitable component of growth. Anything truly worthwhile requires pushing through resistance. Pace yourself appropriately for sustainable progress. As the tortoise and hare fable teaches, consistent effort ultimately outperforms sporadic intensity. Veterans think long-term, while rookies focus only on immediate results. As Ben Dempsey wisely observes, don't underestimate yourself. You are capable and will achieve great things. It will be slow, but slow and steady wins the race every time. When you encounter obstacles, whether external challenges or internal resistance, keep moving forward, even if just incrementally. Like Rambo trapped with rats in a cave who pushed forward to find escape, your persistence through difficulty leads to breakthrough. Every inch of progress counts, especially when the path becomes difficult. The final stages of achievement often trigger the strongest resistance. Fear attacks most fiercely right before success, causing many to abandon their goals at the 99% mark. Anticipate this phenomenon rather than being surprised by it. Make the final push with the same determination that brought you this far, and cross the finish line. Whether you ultimately achieve your goal or fall short, the experience contains invaluable lessons that inform your future efforts. Taking time to reflect on the entire process, what worked, what didn't, and why, transforms even apparent failures into stepping stones toward future success. When you succeed, celebrate meaningfully. Recognition of achievement reinforces the behaviors that led to success and provides emotional fuel for your next challenge. Share your accomplishment with those who supported you along the way. Consider rewarding yourself with something that acknowledges your hard work, perhaps a mini vacation, a special experience, or simply dedicated time doing something you rarely have opportunity to enjoy. If you fall short of your goal, remember that experiencing failure doesn't make you a failure as a person. Give yourself grace to feel disappointed, frustrated, or sad. These emotions are natural responses to unmet expectations. Then shift your focus to what you can learn from the experience. What worked well despite the overall outcome? What would you approach differently next time? What unexpected obstacles arose, and how might you prepare for similar challenges in the future? Even partial achievements represent progress worth acknowledging. Losing 10 pounds when your goal was 20 still represents significant improvement. Learning conversational phrases in a new language, even if you didn't achieve fluency, builds foundation for continued growth. Recognize these incremental gains rather than dismissing them as insufficient. Document your insights while they're fresh. The lessons from both success and failure are too valuable to trust to memory alone. Consider questions like, what have I learned about myself through this process? How have my strengths and weaknesses manifested? What resources or support proved most helpful? What habits or systems supported my progress? What unexpected challenges arose and how did I respond? After thorough reflection, take time to rest and recharge before embarking on your next goal. This interval allows integration of lessons learned and restoration of energy. Then return to the beginning of the process with greater wisdom and clearer perspective, ready to apply your insights to new challenges.